my dad had just passed away. CFS was involved in my life. I was, you know, just getting over an addiction. I'm gonna get emotional here. Like, she just kind of said to me, hey, we run a program that, you know, brings single mothers, like, sort of me. So about, like, 3 months had passed or so. So I was like, oh, she forgot about me. Like, she forgot about me for sure. Like, why would she? So all of a sudden, I get a call and, yeah, she didn't forget about me. I'm just not used to that. Like, I'm used to, like, people being, you know, you can't really rely on them and this and that.
Every one of us has a story about someone who showed up when it mattered most. I'm Johan, and this is Neighborly, a podcast about the ordinary ways people show extraordinary care. Every other week, Shannon Steeves sits down with someone who's lived that out. Real stories of faith, kindness, and community in action. So grab your coffee and let's join Shannon at the table.
Welcome back to Neighborly. Today's episode is a little special because we are recording on site in person with our two guests today. And it's extra special because they actually brought their story to me. Ashley and Chantel first met through a request that came through Care Portal. And that started as just a simple response, but turned into real friendship and community. And so I am just so glad that they're here to share it. Welcome, Ashley, and welcome, Chantel.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, well, we always get started with the icebreaker question. Who is a neighbor that you'll never forget?
Well, I can go first. When I was younger, me and my sisters had our bus stop across the street at our neighbor's house, where we'd go every day in the morning, dropped off, picked up there. And soon these neighbors began sitting outside with us and would provide us chalk while we would wait for our bus. Aww. And then it actually just turned into, like, we would hang out there after school, and then we would, like, hang out there for the evenings, and they would give us snacks, and we would get to watch TV with them. And they were an older, like, middle-aged older couple, didn't have any kids of their own. And they just, like, adopted us in, and we called them Uncle Jake and Auntie Helen, and aww, we would have end-of-year parties at their house, and, yeah, they just, like, really adopted us into the family, and it just started as we just were there for the bus stop.
That's so sweet.
I feel like it's always the older people with no children that are the sweetest ever.
Right?
And that are willing to give everything to the neighborhood children. You know, those are the best types of neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. What about for you, Chantel?
So something that stands out, I remember moving into, like, Point Douglas, not so great, right on the corner of Lauren and Euclid. It was a little house there. And I remember it started off when we went to rent the house. The owner of the house was like, oh, I don't have the keys. So my brother actually crawled in the window. So just a little strange, right? It was just very, very strange.
Wow.
So that day that we moved in, there was a neighbor next door that came over with, like, hamburgers and hot dogs and cupcakes. And it was just so nice to know that those people still exist, even in, you know, not so great areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget that. It was definitely a time that we could use it. We were all tired. But that will always stand out to me as, you know, one of the neighbors that I was just shocked that she went out of her way. And just a very nice lady. The whole time we lived there, she was always giving to us.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's definitely my favorite neighbor.
Yeah. She sounds like such a gem.
She was very nice.
And that's so true. Like, certain areas of cities can have, like, a reputation.
Yeah.
Because maybe all we hear about is, like, the crime or violence or whatever. But, like, if we, you know, didn't ask, like, we wouldn't know about these just incredible people that are in those communities and keeping things going. That's so sweet. Okay, well, in just a few sentences or a few words, can you each share a little bit about who you are? What does your everyday life look like right now? Maybe I'll start with Ashley.
So right now, I am the youth program director at Living Bible Explorers. I've been working here for coming on 4 years now.
Wow.
And my husband and I just last year moved into the West End, so now we get to live in the community. That's in the neighborhood, so I get to walk to work, and that's life. It's good. It's so good.
That's awesome. What about you?
I am the mother to an incredible almost 3-year-old. I have a lot of things that I, you know, still am working on. But right now I get to be at home with my daughter and listen to the tantrums and just be a part of everything. Yeah, I wouldn't change it for the world. Other than that, I just trying to be the best mom I can be for her. And LBE and just being able to come here and the people that I've met have just helped me so much with being a single mother. Like, they're there for me in ways that you would can't even, you know. Nope, I'm going to start tearing it. I'm going to stop.
Okay.
But yeah, so right now I'm just enjoying being present with her.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's so good. Moms, they change the world, in my opinion.
When I had my daughter, I was 34, and I'm now 36. And I always say, being a single mother in your 30s is not for the weak. Mm-hmm. Late 30s. And I'm it is definitely not for the weak. There's never a dull moment.
I'm sure.
Everything's always go, 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 right? But it's definitely, I'm reliving my childhood, and it's amazing. Wow. It is.
I'm sure that maybe is healing. Like, I think it's about just great. Playing and like your own inner child.
Yeah. It's definitely not something I never thought I was going to do.
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
Awesome. Way to go. You are amazing. Okay. As I kind of hinted at the beginning of this, you guys first got connected through Care Portal was just kind of the tool that was used, but a need was entered into Care Portal for Chantel for a wagon and some clothes for your little girl. And so that request came in from someone that you were working with, and that request then got sent out to some nearby churches. Ashley, can you take us back to the day that request came in and what made you want to respond?
Yeah, so my small group at the time, we were doing one Care Portal request a month is kind of what we had decided like we wanted to do. And we're all a bunch of young adults and so don't have a lot of resources ourselves, but we were like, yeah, let's do this. And so time came where we were like, let's see if there's a Care Portal request we want to do. And we looked at this one. Oh, that's cute. Clothes for a 2-year-old wagon. Sounds like fun. And I immediately also, I mean, you can't tell exactly where it's located when it's on the Care Portal request, but I'm like, oh, it's like right there, like with LBE, like I'm there all the time. Like I know that street, like, or that area. And so we're like, let's do that. Why not? And so we actually, like I mentioned, we're a bunch of young adults. And so the request actually was filled through Kildonan MCC. They had donated items for once a month kind of thing. And so we actually got to go there and pick it out. And we're like, well, why not? Let's do it. Like, there's low risk here. Like, it's not like we just get to go and do it and go and meet this family.
Yeah. That's so cool. And then Chantel, what was going on in your life at that time when you were working with somebody who was able to get that request submitted?
There was actually lots going on.
Yeah.
My dad had just passed away. CFS was involved in my life. I was, you know, just getting over an addiction. I'm going to get emotional here. So when Ashley had brought the wagon and the clothes for Adela, like, she just kind of said to me, hey, I run a program that, you know, brings single mothers, like sort of me, to the beach and does like other activities and stuff. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, that would be amazing. Haven't been to the beach all year. Like, I don't have a vehicle or really ways to get anywhere. So about like 3 months had passed or so. So I was like, oh, she forgot about me. Like she forgot about me for sure. Like, why would she? So all of a sudden I get a call and she didn't forget about me. Wow. And I'm going to get so emotional. I'm sorry. I'm just not used to that. Like, I'm used to like people being, you know, you can't really rely on them and this and that. So like, I don't know, Ashley picking, not forgetting about us. And that was just, it was really, you know, like it was nice. And then come to the beach date. It was great. Like, we had a great time. Everything was provided for us. Everything my daughter could absolutely need. It was nice to know that we were like a part of something. Obviously, I was shy to go, but Ashley made me feel so comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And we had like an amazing time. And then she told me about Generations and I ended up being called again too. Like, I'm not used to people actually following through with their word.
Wow.
So for Ashley and everybody too, I was just shocked. and grateful, you know?
Yeah. I don't think I realized that part of the story, that there was like a gap in between you there meeting and then the beach day. I think in my head, I thought it was, you know, pretty quick.
Yeah, we had met in June.
Yeah.
And then the beach day was only in August.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was
2 months. Yeah.
Wow.
Three.
Yeah.
Wow. So I guess what was going through your mind when you guys first met? She kind of shared her perspective. What about for you, Ashley?
I mean, it was fun.
I feel like Ashley knew. I feel like Ashley looked at me and kind of knew that I was, you know, sad and not in a position in life that I wanted to be.
Yeah.
So I don't know. She knew.
Wow. She knew.
But I think like, not at first.
No.
I think at first I was like, hey, let's like, whatever. We were just chatting. I went with one of my friends, Christine, and we were just hanging out with you and
we were
Adela.
Just talking. And my friend.
And your neighbor.
Moved.
Yes.
My neighbor had moved. Yeah.
Yeah. That was just a great conversation. And then I remember there was a moment where all of a sudden it clicked in my brain because you were talking about wanting community.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You were talking about your neighbor and friend was moving and you were wanting community. And all of a sudden it clicked in my brain, wait, community? I'm connected to a community that, like, is also in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, you should get involved.
For sure.
Like, I remember when that clicked. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Like, this could potentially be something.
And, yeah. And it turned into what it is now.
And it's crazy because you live about, like, what, 10, 15 minutes from here? Is that right? Okay.
I live in the core of the North End.
Yeah. And so, like, there's these, you know, things that are, like, 10 minutes isn't crazy far, but, like, had you know, Ashley not come, you might have not heard of this place before.
Mm-hmm. And I've never heard of this place.
Right. Just the fact that, like, a simple connection is all it took then for this. That's so powerful, I think, to just, like, knowing what's out there and knowing, like, what the supports are that are there for people.
See, the thing is, too, is, like, I said CFS was involved in my life. And all of these things that I have in my life now, all the support that I have, all of the things that I'm thankful for, CFS had nothing to do with it because they didn't help me. They didn't do anything that helped my life. I just find that everything that happened afterwards was for a reason.
Hmm.
And like you said, like Ashley responding to that email, I'm so very thankful she did. You know, like there was some greater power that was involved. There was, because there's so many other churches that are involved, right? That could have picked us. Or whatever it is that, right? But there was a reason, I feel like.
Yeah. Just like for that relationship to start. Wow.
And the minute Adela met Ashley, she was like, I love this person. I've known her for years. And it's funny, she's like that with a lot of the people like in the program.
Yeah.
She's comfortable.
Yeah. That kind of gets to my next question. Like, what have you learned from each other? And you kind of have already started to share that. What about for you, Ashley? What have you learned from Chantel?
I think, I mean, one, actually just like my mind goes to a conversation when I was just picking you up now, talking about parenting. I'm not a parent myself.
I was overwhelmed when she picked me up.
Yeah.
But like you're being a single mother and of a toddler who's now entering this phase of difficulties and tantrums and like... And just seeing the way that you are approaching that with humility and with like, I want to figure this out and trying to work it through and seeing the way that even you're connected with, I guess, some of the people now with LBE, it's encouraging for me. So I feel like maybe in a way I learn more about the single mother life. Not that I would ever want to be a single mother.
Yep.
But... And just like being a mother and caring, and I see the resilience in you. And
it wasn't always like that. Nope, it definitely wasn't. I had my moments where I was like, I'm never going to be able to do this. But now I'm like, I got this. And even when I'm crying, you know, I'm just like telling myself, like, you know, like you got this. Mothers have done this for years. you know, like I. True. But it's difficult, and like. Being able to take programs willingly to just better myself as a mother is a blessing. Like I said before, when I was forced to take these programs, it didn't register because it was, my daughter was 3 months old at the time. Discipline wasn't a thing. And now it's just like anything that I can learn or read or try to, you know, change is definitely something I want to do.
Yeah. Wow. Chantel, is there anything you would add about what like what you've learned just in your friendship with Ashley?
So again, like Ashley didn't forget about me. Like, yeah. So like that stands out to me. That makes me, she's the type of person that makes you forget about every, all of the, like there's selfishness in the world and that, she makes you just, she encourages me to just be a better person. You know, a lot of the people at LBE have done that. Like, I mean, I wake up and instead of playing, the music I used to play, I'm listening to Christian music because I love it. Like, I found this new reason and I'm so unbelievably grateful for it because I don't drive, I don't attend church, but we still do the live streams. And like, I'm just so, my family says that I have a new happiness about me.
Wow.
Hmm. I was actually telling Ashley that earlier. That was never, ever for a good reason that I was happy. And now it's like, I am. And it's just, it's amazing. Sorry, I'm so emotional.
Oh my gosh, don't apologize.
But like, I've just met some of the most amazing people. The things that have changed already, I can't even imagine like what it'll be like 5, years from now. If all of these things are just amazing and I'm happy. Like,
yeah.
I also want to mention, I think you being involved in Generations, that's the family program that we run.
Yeah.
I feel like I can tell there's a difference with you guys being involved too. Like you bring something really special, like your desire to be here. You emit joy.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I know that's
and Adela, and you guys, like there is something really special about having you guys here too. Like it's not just like
we do.
Oh, we hope we bless you, but like you guys bless us too. I really.
Well, I mean, everybody's just so great. Like there's some times where you go to even churches or. You feel like I always wanted my daughter to be a part of something.
Yeah.
My dad and me were best friends. And before he passed away, he wanted us so badly to just start going to church.
Hmm.
And sorry.
No, you're good.
And as soon as I became involved with like that type of community, like I just think that everything just kind of makes you feel like everything's not so hard, there's actually people that care. There's actually people out there that won't forget about you and have you feel involved with something or even just be there for you. Like I have another lady that is a volunteer for the program that picked me up last week to bring me to do some errands.
Oh yeah.
Because she knows that I don't have a vehicle and it's 35 and I'm a single mother, right? So like just having these people there for me and my daughter is absolutely amazing. And like we're blessed in every way.
Yeah. Wow. It's just so, I think we can't say enough how powerful it is knowing somebody cares about us and is there for us. I've experienced that in my own life, especially recently, just like knowing that there are people in your corner who are for you and like they don't have all the answers and they don't need to have all the answers. They just need to be there, right? Like you said, just pick you up and go run errands or get groceries or whatever.
Like. And it just makes you think, like, it actually, like, makes me, like, tear. I'm very emotional. But the feeling of, like, oh, actually, there's people out there that care about me without a secret agenda. That care about, they're getting absolutely nothing out of it.
Yeah.
And, of course, me, because of my experiences in life, I always think that people have, like, an alternative motive.
Yeah.
Or, like, everything in me told me that Ashley was never going to contact us about the beach because that's what I was used to, right?
Right.
So having this, like, being able to rely on people again is nice.
Yeah.
It's something I haven't experienced in a really long time.
Yeah.
And, they say, like, takes a village to raise it, whatever that. I swear my village is Generations and the people at LBE.
Yeah. Wow. I just can't get over how, like you said earlier, Ashley, resilient you are and being able to, step into a community that was probably, that was new and like, I don't know any of these people, nervous, like I'd be nervous too.
Mm-hmm.
And then now to be coming consistently and really you're creating culture by bringing joy and you're contributing so much. It's not just about what you're getting out of it, which sounds amazing. It's like you bring so much in who you are.
My resilience wasn't always like that. Like I every day is, but I just feel like having everybody that's there for me now, having Generations, even the friends I've made, it's like a whole new world of people, like as opposed to what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Right. And it's funny, everybody in my life is like, oh, you're changing, you're this, that, but it's like, so I'm too happy or am I too sad? Like, what is it? You know, but mm-hmm. I'm not letting anybody affect what I'm doing. Like, I'm happy. I'm having my daughter's happy, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. Mm, that's so good. That's so good. I love to hear from both of you what you hope people hear from this story. So, Ashley, do you want to take that?
I think what I hope people hear, because it's what I've been reflecting on recently, or like as I've been thinking about this, is just how cool God is. Like, we've already kind of been talking
we
about
were
like
talking it was about this a bit on the way here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like something so small, like me and my small group from church didn't not really think about it at the time. We were just like, yeah, we're willing to do a request. We just did it. And I don't know how deeply you thought about the time, but you were willing to receive a request.
Yep.
And because of that, like, God matched this up in such a perfect way where there could be this community, you know?
It's funny you say that, because when I had my involvement in CFS, I used to say, I wish there was some type of program that, you know, me and my daughter can get involved in that focused on, you know, just doing things with children and just being. It's so crazy, so because cool. It's like my prayers got answered.
Yeah.
Without me even knowing, you know, and they continue to get answered in small ways, too. Like my Cheryl, for instance, also part of Generations, her messaging me last week saying, how are you? And I was like, oh my God, losing my mind. Like, I was supposed to start with this program to get respite. It's been 5 months. Long story.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was like, do you want me to come and bring you to do some things? And it's just like, how did you know that I was in the need? And she was like, God.
Yeah.
Like, it blows my mind because
God knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it takes people saying yes.
Yeah.
You true. Know? Like, a lot of people who listen to this, I want them to understand that it takes us, like, helping each other. You know, it takes us saying yes. Like, yeah, God's going to move in people's lives and you are praying. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, sometimes he's going to use us to do that. And so, you know, you were just saying yes to this request with your small group. And it wasn't, you know, at that time, you didn't know what it would all lead to. But like, you're like, okay, I'm willing. Like, I'm willing to be used and to go meet my neighbor who lives nearby and just be there for her. Like, that's what community is. And now you're both growing and learning from each other. And
It's funny. There could be a whole video of me crying about this, really. Honestly, like,
a little blooper reel. I love it.
But it's tears of joy. Like, even on the way here, I was tearing up, but it's tears of joy. And that is not something that's happened in my life in so long. Mm. You know, like, all of the things that I've been through and overcome. And, like, when I met Ashley, like, I was drinking. Like, I didn't know when my dad passed. I didn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
And I was never anybody that drank. So for a while, I kind of got lost.
Yeah.
You know, and then coming back and having everything that I have now just with praying, because, you know, you get to a point where you kind of feel like, you know, my prayers aren't being listened to. Nobody cares about me. And then something happens, you know, something happens like Ashley, and it just makes you rethink everything. And then you just have to sit back and know that, like, you know, you weren't forgotten about by God or by Ashley, you know, and it's just really, it's made me, like, my family talks about how happy I am now. And it's that's something I've always wanted to just be. And it's just small things like this. Right.
And sometimes there are these moments where, like, you know, it's God, like, it's undeniable.
100%.
Like, God has his hand. And that's what I see in your life, too. Like, it's undeniable that God has his hand in your life right now.
And like, I used to, if you asked me this a year ago, I'd be like, oh my God, that's crazy to say. Like, no, like, God is, I'll say it like I said to my friend on the phone, God is king.
Okay. I love that attitude.
God is king. Because they think that I'm, like, being sarcastic about this, but I'm like, no, you guys don't understand.
Is there anything I haven't asked that you feel like there's something you want to say or just feel prompted to share?
I would just like to say that getting involved with Generations, of course, I was hesitant, right? Like, even Noah here, like, they all are good with my daughter. She knows everybody. It's like family that I never expected to have. And for like anybody that, not even just single mothers, families, people that, you know, just want to feel a part of something, like, generations is amazing. Mm-hmm. Every single person that's involved never once has made me feel like less than, or they've all made me feel like I'm the best mom ever, you know? And I mean, I may not be the best, but I'm definitely a trying mother. And like, I'm just so grateful for meeting these people, and they're in my prayers. I'm so thankful. And like, hearing people, like even the other volunteers and stuff, having them
right.
is just amazing. You know, it just makes you like, I just feel a whole type of peace that I've never felt before.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for saying that.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to start crying again here.
Anything for you, Ashley, that you want to say?
I'm just thinking, I'm so grateful. And it honestly makes me think, why don't I say yes more often? I'm like, I should just like pay more attention to life and like what opportunities God's giving. Because I feel like he is giving opportunities yes, so right. much more often. Sometimes right. we choose to ignore them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you both for coming on today. This has been such a blessing to me. I think I say that with every episode, but it's just an honor to sit with you, both of you, and hear just what you've experienced through your friendship.
That's real life. That's it right there.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I am extremely blessed, and I'm actually very honored that we were invited to do this today, so thank you.
The stories we share here remind us that care doesn't have to be perfect to be powerful. It just has to be present. Neighborly is an initiative of Care Impact, a Canadian charity equipping churches, agencies, and communities with tech and training to care better together. Visit careimpact.ca. Or to find out more about the podcast, sponsorships, being a guest, or just dropping us a line, visit neighborlypodcast.ca. We'd love to hear from you. Check the show notes for the link. Or hop on our Care Impact podcast group on Facebook to join our podcast community. I'm Johan. Thanks for listening, and keep being the kind of neighbor someone will never forget. In a good way.